stood at number 61 the week before, and this week only climbed three more notches to number 58. But the tune continued to get more airplay, and on the first day of 1994, it would hit number one and stay there for 4 weeks. And the 26-year-old Audrey Faith Hill from, appropriately, Star, Mississippi, was on her way to becoming a country music superstar. Well, that's going to close out hour number one of today's show. We'll take a break and come back with more of the hits from this week in 1993 on Weekend in the Country.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
This is hour two of Weekend in the Country. I'm Craig Orndorff, and a happy weekend to you wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Hope it's a great one. Thanks for coming back for part two of the show, as once again, we're playing some of the great music from back in the day. And today, those are the final days of October in 1993. And we resume the countdown of the most popular records according to the Billboard Hot Country Singles Chart at number 10 with Mark Chestnut, Almost Goodbye.
There was rain on the street last night. We stood beneath the front door light. And everything we said, we made sure the neighbors heard. You called me this, I called you that. Standing on the welcome mat. Everything we felt, it all came down to just one word. But you couldn't say it, and I couldn't say it. You know I tried my best to go away. I know you cried, 'cause I hurt you so. It should have been easy to say we were through, but to walk away from love was more. It was almost goodbye. Almost goodbye. Now there was sun through the blinds this morning when I opened up my eyes. Outside I could hear a mockingbird. I could feel your heartbeat as you lay there by my side. I thought of how the world could end with just one word. But you didn't say it, and I didn't say it. You know I tried my best to go. I know you cried, 'cause I hurt you so. Should have been easy to say we were through, but to walk away from love that way was more than we could do. It was almost goodbye. It was almost goodbye. Sometimes the most important words are the ones that you leave unspoken. You know I tried.
Record number 10 this week in 1993, Mark Chestnut, Almost Goodbye. That was the second single from the album of the same name, and it was heading up to number one, his fourth all-time, and it would be one of three chart toppers from that album. The other two, It Sure Is Monday, and I Just Wanted You to Know. Well, the record at number nine this weekend was also destined for the top of the chart. Here's Brooks and Dunn, She Used to Be Mine.
She looks so good moving across the dance floor. Better than the day she left me. Arm in arm with somebody new. Holding hands and laughing like we used to. I got my best smile on, but it's no disguise. You don't hide the pain in these eyes. I did her so wrong for so long. Turned my back on her love, now she's long gone. I did my part to break her heart. She walked down on me and tore my world apart. She used to be mine. It's taken every bit of strength that I have. Keep a hurt look off my face. I'd probably take off running. It's what I'm feeling. It's what I got coming. I did so wrong for so long. Turned my back on her love. Now she's long gone. I did my part to break her heart. She walked down.
Brooks and Ronnie Dunn, She Used to Be Mine. The ninth most popular record this weekend in 1993. In a few weeks, that would be their fifth number one hit.
The Russian parliament burning, set on fire as the Russian army was called to suppress an armed revolt led by hardline opponents trying to overthrow President Boris Yeltsin. There was war on the streets of Moscow as small arms fire rattled throughout the city. Slowly, groups from inside the parliament surrendered, and little mercy was shown after the worst civil strife Russia has seen since the Bolshevik Revolution. Police who went over to the rebels when they believed the tide was shifting against President Yeltsin were treated with contempt. In his address to the nation, Russia's president vowed to crush those like Vice President Alexander Rutskoy, who he holds responsible for the revolt.
They and those who were giving orders to them will never be forgiven.
CNN's Walter Rogers reporting on the attempted coup of Russian President Boris Yeltsin when 187 people were killed in street fighting in a conflict that came to an end on October 4th, 1993. And now we're back to the countdown. Here's survey song number 8. It's by Susie Boggess, Just Like the Weather.
Wind is blowing from a new direction. You're thinking about going, I know. It's been a long season and hard on our affections. But that's no reason to let go.
Susie Boggess, Susan K. Boggess from Aledo, Illinois. Just Like the Weather. Song number 8 this week, 1993. That would top out at number 5. Well, time to go shopping. Let's hit the stores from this week 32 years ago. Well, you know, Christmas time is coming up, and one item on many wish lists for the kids was the Talking Barney. The price tag on that, $25. Now, for the big kids, a 35-inch Mitsubishi television. That was huge back then. So was the price tag, $2,000. A VCR from RCA was $400. How about one of those cell phones? And more people had. An AT&T pocket cell phone was $100, but that's if you signed up for a Cellular One plan. And a Macintosh Performa 600 desktop computer, $1,500. Well, at the grocery store, milk was $1.50 a gallon. A half gallon of OJ was $1.29. T-bone steak, $2.79 a pound. And we'll grab a box of these.
Some grown-up advice about breakfast.
I don't care what your friends do. Eat. What's your hurry?
You're not leaving this house.
For all you adults who rush out without breakfast, why not try something new?
Two words. Blueberry.
The delicious taste of Kellogg's Blueberry Pop-Tarts.
Blueberries are our friends.
Loaded with luscious blueberry flavor in every bite.
It's rectangular.
They weren't kidding. They're good. Kellogg's Blueberry Pop-Tarts. Real good, real fast.
Like that. Someday you'll thank me.
Thanks, kids. And we'll munch on one while we listen to record number 7 this week in 93. Here's Joe Diffie.
Well, I ain't afraid of dying. It's the thought of being dead. I wanna go on being me once my eulogy's been read. Don't spread my ashes out to sea. Don't lay me down to rest. You can can put my mind at ease if you fill my last request. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Lord, I wanna go to heaven, but I don't wanna go tonight. Fill my boots up with sand, put a stiff drink in my hand. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Just let my headstone be a neon sign. Just let it burn in memory of all of my good times. Fix me up with a mannequin. Just remember, I like blondes. I'll be the life of the party, even when I'm dead and gone. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Lord, I want to go to heaven, but I don't wanna go tonight. Fill my boots up with sand, put a stiff drink in my hand. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Hey! Jukebox if I die. Lord, I wanna go to heaven, but I don't wanna go tonight. Fill my boots up with sand, put a stiff drink in my hand. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Lord, I wanna go to heaven, but I don't wanna go tonight. Fill my boots up with sand, put a stiff drink in my hand. Drop me up beside the jukebox if I die.
Peaking at number three, Joe Diffie was moving down the survey at number seven this week in 1993, Prop Me Up Beside the Jukebox. A fun sing-along ditty that was the second single from his CD, Honky Tonk Attitude.
You're listening to The Memories on Weekend in the Country.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
The Home Depot has everything you need to turn your home into a beacon of holiday cheer. So whether you're going all out or just adding a few holiday touches, we've got you covered with trees, yard decor, and more. Save time decorating with one of our easy-to-assemble pre-lit trees or pick up a piece from our Yuletide Lane decor collection and fill your yard with holiday joy. Whatever your style, find everything to get your holidays started at The Home Depot.
October 10th was World Mental Health Day, and this year we're saying thank you, therapists, because behind every breakthrough, supportive moment, and small win is a therapist who showed up and made a difference. BetterHelp therapists have supported over 5 million people globally on their mental health journeys. That's millions of stories, millions of journeys, where a therapist showed up, listened, and helped someone take a step forward. Moments in therapy, like the right question, a safe space to cry, or a small win, can change lives. With more than 12 years' experience and the world's largest online network of qualified therapists, BetterHelp makes it easy to match with the right therapist online, the one who can make a real difference. If you're ready to find the right therapist for you, BetterHelp can help you start that journey. See for yourself. Our listeners get 10% off their first month. Just call #250 and say the keyword ABC Radio. That's keyword ABC Radio after calling #250.
I'm Craig Orndorff, and you're listening to Weekend in the Country on WIS Country 105.5 WIRI.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Weekend in the Country.
For today's stroll down memory lane, our promenade is along the path marked October 1993. And along our walk, we're listening to the most popular records according to the Billboard Hot Country Singles Chart. And coming in at number 6 is the only duet on the countdown. Here's Reba McEntire with Linda Davis. Does He Love You?
When he leaves me, he wears a smile now as soon as he's away from me. In your arms is where he wants to be, but you're the one he rushes home to. You're the one he gave his name.
McIntyre and Linda Davis, Does He Love You? Now, that song was first offered to Barbara Mandrell and Liza Minnelli, but it wound up going to Reba. She reached out to Winona Judd, but Winona never got back to her. So Reba grabbed Linda Davis, which was a natural fit because the two were duet partners on tour. And their recording was at number 6 this week, on its way to number 1. It would be the CMA Vocal Event of the Year, and it won a Grammy for Best Country Vocal Collaboration. It is October 1993 on today's show, and a couple of weeks earlier, on October 11th, there was a bit of an embarrassing incident for the Clinton administration in Haiti.
While the USS Harlan County remains off the coast of Haiti, the UN Security Council is threatening to resume sanctions if U.S. troops are not allowed safe landing. Moms kept them from docking in Port-au-Prince Monday. The troops are part of a UN mission to prepare for a peaceful return to power by Jean-Bertrand Aristide.
Catherine Calloway of CNN. 4 days later, the UN Security Council imposed a naval blockade. And a year later, President Clinton would send forces into Haiti. But on October 11th, he was unwilling to risk casualties because of another foreign incident that happened the week previous. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. But Haiti was one of the hot spots in October of 93. And back on the Hot Country Singles Chart this weekend, coming in at number 5 was Toby Keith. He Ain't Worth Missing.
He's flying high tonight. He's got a brand new lover. Here you come on running. You're looking for some cover. I know you're sad and lonely. I know you're feeling blue. You miss him so much. Won't let me get too close to you. Oh, he ain't worth missing. Oh, we should be kissing. Stop all this foolish wishing. He ain't worth missing. I know your head is turning. I know your heart is burning. Girl, you've got to listen. Don't you know he ain't worth missing? You know I'm here to save you, but you ain't through crying yet. Look at your pretty face, already soaking wet. I'm gonna try to make him just a memory. Starting first thing you got to see. Oh, he ain't worth missing. Oh, we should be kissing. Stop all this foolish wishing. He ain't worth missing. I know your head is turning. I know your heart is burning. Girl, you gotta listen. Don't you know he ain't worth missing? If you need someone to hold you, someone to
That's how Toby Keith sounded here in October of 1993. That was his second single, and it's a good thing that was the follow-up to Shoulda Been a Cowboy, which of course was a huge success. And with that as his lead-off single, branded him with a little bit of edginess, which really didn't blossom until the late 90s when he moved to DreamWorks Records. He Ain't Worth Missing had a country cosmopolitan feel, a real clean production. He Ain't Worth Missing was at its peak on the countdown of number 5 this week in 1993. Well, now it's movie time. Let's see what Hollywood was putting up on the big screen this weekend. Well, there was a little bit of everything. Number 1 at the box office was a movie version of The Beverly Hillbillies featuring Jim Varney. For action-adventure, Demolition Man with Sly Stallone and Wesley Snipes.
I've been dreaming about killing you for 40 years. I'll keep dreaming.
Tim Burton was back with more creepy animation, this time The Nightmare Before Christmas. the thriller Malice with Alec Baldwin and Nicole Kidman, the Gal Pal movie Joy Luck Club, a lot of future stars in the flick set in the 70s Dazed and Confused, and a couple of inspirational sports movies. There's Rudy with Sean Astin and Cool Runnings featuring John Candy.
Irv, say hello to the first Jamaican bobsled team.
Oh, goody.
And those were some of the movies playing in October of 1993. And playing on the country music radio stations was record number 4 by Clint Black.
There's no time to kill between the cradle and the grave. Father Time still takes a toll on every minute that you save. Legal tender's never gonna change the number on your days. The highest cost of living's dying. That's one everybody pays. So have it spent before you get the bill. There's no time to kill. If we'd known 10 years ago today would be 10 years from now, would we spend tomorrow's yesterdays and make it last somehow? Or leave the cheers in someone else's game? Never learn to play and see the rules of thumb are all the same. They measure every day. The grass is green on both sides of the hill.
Clint Black, No Time to Kill. Countdown song number 4 this week in 1993. It would make it one position higher, and it would be his 14th consecutive top 10 record. Part of the soundtrack of our lives of 32 Octobers ago. Enjoy it again today on Weekend in the Country.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Whatever your vision for holiday decorating, The Home Depot has what you need to bring it to life. Like our warm white holiday lights with steady lit technology, so your lights stay glowing even if one bulb fails. Whether you're going for a soft, warm glow or a colorful display of holiday cheer, choose from our wide variety of holiday lights starting at $5 in store only. Find everything you need to get your holidays started with The Home Depot.
I'm Craig Orndorff. Let's return to Weekend in the Country on Wisc Country 105.5 WIRI.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient. I'm quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity, and they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Weekend in the Country.
I'm Craig Orndorff in the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia. Hope you're having an amazing weekend and you're listening on a great radio station like Real Country WAME, serving the Charlotte area out of Statesville, North Carolina. There's Legends 92.9, KSNZ in Shamrock, Texas, and WZEP, Dufuniac Springs, Florida. Hey, just three hits remaining until we reach the top of the countdown from this weekend in 1993. And the third most popular record this week was from Vince Gill, One More Last Chance.
She was standing at the front door, and I came home last night. A good book in the left hand, and a rolling pin in the right. She said you come home for the last time with a whiskey on your breath. If you don't listen to my preaching, boy, I'm gonna have to beat your head. Say we're through. I know I drive you crazy, baby.
former number one record down to number three this week in 1993. That's Vince Gill and One More Last Chance. That was a third chart topper from his album I Still Believe in You, and there was one more yet to come. Well, now it's time for sports from here in late October 1993. And this weekend, the baseball season came to a dramatic end.
Here's a pitch on the way, a swing and a belt. Left field, way back. Blue Jays win it. The Blue Jays are World Series champions as Joe Carter hits a three-run home run in the ninth inning. And the Blue Jays have repeated as World Series champions. Touch them all, Joe. You'll never hit a bigger home run in your life.
Tom Cheek of the Blue Jays radio network on the call of Joe Carter's championship-winning three-run home run as Toronto beat Philadelphia 4-2. This weekend's NASCAR race was in Rockingham, North Carolina. Rusty Wallace was the winner, but Dale Earnhardt was on his way to his sixth championship. Jeff Gordon was Rookie of the Year. In the NFL, the Cowboys and Bills were on their way to a second straight Super Bowl showdown, with Dallas winning again. College football, Florida State overcame a midseason loss to Notre Dame. The Seminoles would be chosen over undefeated West Virginia for the Orange Bowl, and Florida State would edge Nebraska in Miami on New Year's Day 18-16 to win the national title. And in boxing, Riddick Bowe was the heavyweight champ, but Evander Holyfield would beat him in 2 weeks, avenging a loss to Bowe 1 year earlier. And that's a run through sports from this week in 1993. And we get back to the countdown now with record number two. Here's Clay Walker. What's it to you?
What's that? I hear angels singing, telling me to make my move. Listen to it. Their voice is ringing, baby. If you feel it, get in the groove. Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? Time's up, trains are leaving, baby. Are you ready to take that ride? Get on board, don't keep me waiting, baby. Say you're willing to cross that line. Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is. What's it to you? I'm sure your heart is telling me true. I gotta know what love is to you. Not to me, it's the rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? I know what love is, what's it to you?
The debut single for Ernest Clayton Walker Jr. from Vidor, Texas. Clay Walker, What's It to You? 1 week earlier, that was the number one song in the USA, but this week in 1993, down to number two. Now, Clay got bumped from the top spot by a fellow Texan. We'll find out who that is next on Weekend in the Country.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
The Home Depot has everything you need to turn your home into a beacon of holiday cheer. So whether you're going all out or just adding a few holiday touches, we've got you covered with trees, yard decor, and more. Save time decorating with one of our easy-to-assemble pre-lit trees or pick up a piece from our Yuletide Lane decor collection and fill your yard with holiday joy. Whatever your style, find everything to get your holidays started at the Home Depot.
October 10th was World Mental Health Day, and this year we're saying thank you, therapists, because behind every breakthrough, supportive moment, and small win is a therapist who showed up and made a difference. BetterHelp therapists have supported over 5 million people globally on their mental health journeys. That's millions of stories, millions of journeys, where a therapist showed up, listened, and helped someone take a step forward. Moments in therapy, like the right question, a safe space to cry, or a small win, can change lives. With more than 12 years' experience and the world's largest online network of qualified therapists, BetterHelp makes it easy to match with the right therapist online, the one who can make a real difference. If you're ready to find the right therapist for you, BetterHelp can help you start that journey. See for yourself. Our listeners get 10% off their first month. Just call #250 and say the keyword ABC Radio. That's keyword ABC Radio after calling #250.
I'm Craig Orndorff, and you're listening to Weekend in the Country on WIS Country 105.5 WIRI.
Think about it. You take thousands of steps every day. Shouldn't every single one of them feel amazing? Well, with ArchFit hands-free Skechers slip-ins, they can. You see, Skechers teamed up with podiatrists to design a shoe that provides amazing arch support for all-day comfort. That's right, whether you're walking all day or even just standing, ArchFit Skechers slip-ins have the perfect sweet spot of support to give you comfort like you've never felt before. And best of all, you get all this comfort, stability, and support with the ease of Skechers slip-ins technology. Just slip them on. No hands needed. There's no bending down and no struggling to tie your shoes. Just step in and go. If you haven't tried it, you are truly missing out. And ArchFit Skechers slip-ins come in practically every style you can imagine. Athletic shoes for your workout, casual sneakers for weekend errands, dress shoes for the office, even boots for those brisk, cool days. Make every step feel like a dream and try ArchFit hands-free Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever comfortable footwear is sold.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
It's that time of year where things go bump in the night. Ghosts and ghouls and goblins are spotted roaming the foggy late night landscape, preparing for Halloween. Coming soon, there will be tricks and treats, costumes and fun. But remember, there's only one thing more scary and disturbing than vampires, witches, or even clowns. The most frightening thing of all, an old, rickety, dark and dirty porta potty. Don't let the thought of a porta potty frighten you. Crockett Septic has a huge inventory of porta potties available for events, parties, and promotions, and they're always clean and comfortable. Stay away from those nasty porta coffins and call Crockett Septic for a porta potty experience that won't scare the well, you know, out of you. From Rome to Rudolph in Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point and Plover, Crockett Septic can handle your porta potty needs, holding tanks and septic pumping too. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456.
What's the spookiest country song? Help Country Favorites and Classics 105.5 WIRI find out. Each day starting Monday, October 20th, go to WIRI.FM to see which two songs are going head-to-head. Vote for the one you think is the spookiest, and the winner will go on to the next round. On Halloween, we'll reveal the spookiest country song ever. So steady your nerves and go to WIRI.FM starting October 20th and vote for the spookiest country song of all time.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low around 33. Could see some patchy fog in low-lying areas. For Monday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-50s. It will be breezy. Monday night, partly cloudy, a low around 36. Rain possible Tuesday with highs in the mid-50s. Right now, it's 49.
Weekend in the country.
Rounding the turn and heading for home today. But before we finish up, A plug for our Facebook page. It is Weekend in the Country. Go there, like us, follow us, so you'll be sure to get all of our postings, which includes the previews of upcoming shows. All right, time now for the Classic Country feature, where we go back even further from our spotlight year. And today we'll check out late October 1975, and number one on the country chart that weekend was Tanya Tucker with the San Antonio Stroll.
When I was a child down in South Carolina, as soon as the Saturday sun went on down, my folks and sister would go and leave me home all alone, going to that big square dance in town. Well, my old radio would play that old Opry show, so I never got lonesome or blue. I'd fall asleep in my chair and dream that I was right there, just singing the whole night through. When my folks would come home, they'd be humming a song. Mom would smile and say, "Child, don't you know there ain't a thing in this world San Antonio Stroll." Well, the day finally come when my mama said, "Hun, it's about time you came with us as well." Well, I had me a time, yes, I danced all the night till they rang that old crack midnight bell. Then the lights went down low, the fiddler picked up his bow, and he played something stately and slow. And my sister Eileen and her husband to be, they held hands and began to stroll. I've been away for a while, but it still brings a smile when I think of the way that it goes. Now I'll sing it to you just so we both can do that old San Antonio stroll.
Tanya Tucker and San Antonio Stroll. That was her fifth number one, and she had just turned 17 the week it topped the countdown, which was this weekend in 1975. And now we're up to the number one song from this weekend in our spotlight year, 1993. But first, one of the top news stories of the day was another crisis in foreign affairs. It happened on October 3rd in Mogadishu, Somalia.
CW3, Mike Durant.
An American helicopter pilot taken prisoner in Somalia. Dazed and bloodied, he is questioned by his captors.
Innocent people being killed is not good.
One of six U.S. soldiers listed as missing in the heaviest fighting yet in Mogadishu. 12 American soldiers killed, 78 wounded. Some of the dead dragged through the streets by jeering Somalis. The worst U.S. casualties yet in Somalia, forcing the Pentagon to send reinforcements into what has become an all-out urban war. U.S. officials are fed up with the U.N. operation in Somalia, saying privately the top U.N. officer there, retired Admiral Jonathan Howe, should be fired for turning what was supposed to be a humanitarian mission into a vendetta against Mohammed Adi, who, despite the bloodshed, remains at large.
That's David Martin of CBS reporting on the Battle of Mogadishu. 18 troops were killed in the fighting, 73 wounded, later chronicled in the book and the motion picture Black Hawk Down. The Somalis suffered more than 500 deaths in what began as a peacekeeping endeavor that turned into a disaster. The Battle of Mogadishu was in the headlines in October of 1993. Meanwhile, here at home this weekend, the number one country song in the USA belonged to George Strait. This is Easy Come, Easy Go.
Says she's had enough of me. I've had enough of her too. I might as well go on and set her free. She's already turned me loose. No fault, no blame, nobody done no wrong. I That's just the way it sometimes goes. Sometimes two people just don't get along. And it's time to hit the road. Goodbye. Farewell. So long. Vaya con Dios. Good luck. Wish you well. Take it slow. Easy come, go. Easy go. Work it out 100 times. 99, it didn't work. I think it's best we put it all behind before we wind up getting hurt. No hard feelings, darling, no regrets. No tears and no broken hearts. Call it quits, calling off all bets. It just wasn't in the cards. Goodbye, farewell, so long. Vaya con Dios, good luck. Wish you well. Take it slow. Easy come, girl. Easy go.
Dylan and Aaron Barker wrote Easy Come, Easy Go, and Dylan was the writer or co-writer on 10 of George Strait's number one hits. And he said the key to George's success is that he found songs that fit his style. What was not George's style was the Nashville celebrity scene. He never moved away from his Texas ranch. And no doubt that genuineness was recognized by his fans and made him one of the most beloved country stars of all time. And Easy Come, Easy Go was his 25th number one hit, and it was at the top spot on this day in 1993. Well, that's it for this week's show, everybody. We are all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I'll have your seat ready for you again next week. And until then, this is Craig Orndorff saying so long for Weekend in the Country.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Don't rock the jukebox. I want to hear some Jones. Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox. Play me a country song.